Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Dr. Norma Chapman. As always, listeners, let us bow our heads for our opening prayer. Father God, we thank you for another great opportunity, Father God, to go out and radio land, Father God, that, Father God, we may share a word on today, Father God. Lift up a bowed down head, Father God, as someone who's facing a fear, and they feel that there's no way out, Father God. We pray there's something to be said on this show on today that can help them, Father God, because we know that you are the answer to all of our problems. So as we go forth, Father God, we invite your Holy Spirit to come in and take control, Father God, and all that we do and say to be of that that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight, that you may get the glory out of all that we do and say. Yes, listeners, we have a great show prepared for you on today. Our special guest today is none other than Minister Stephanie B. Ross. We'll be bringing her in live in a few minutes. So we're going to just do a little something. We're going to talk about the topic. The topic for today is understanding and knowing God's will. Yes, understanding and knowing God's will. Many scriptures tells us about God's will for us and gives us instructions on how to do his will. We need his wisdom and understanding to get to that point. Ask yourself a question on today. Why should we trust his will and not ours? Jesus said in Matthew 6:10, when we pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. So you see, right in the scripture, is God's will and not ours. Most importantly, we should understand and realize that everything about us, God has already predestinated for us in our lives already. And everything would have from the beginning of time. And we'll be going to Ephesians, a lot of scriptures and verses, special guest she's going to share with you on today. And I'm going to stop right there and let her come into the studio live with me right now. How you doing, Minister Ross?
I'm doing fine. How are you today? And hello to everybody.
I'm doing great. Now, I need you to give me a small bio about yourself. Don't go into your topic. Just a small, short bio about yourself, please.
Yes, ma'am. I'm married. I have 3 children. I have 9 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren waiting on a great-grandchild. I'm an avid believer of what the Word of God says, and I am a person that loves people, and I love to pray. I love to see when God deliver and when he touch in his healing power and everything. And that's just about what I'm about. I'm about prayer and doing exactly what he's telling me to do.
Amen, amen. Now, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome topic on today just by pressing at number 1 on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. Yesterday's topic is understanding and knowing God's will for us. And remember, we talk about wisdom on today. We talk about understanding on today. We talk about predestinated on today. We're also talking about trust. So as we go forward with the show, we ask that God would use Minister Ross in a mighty, mighty way and pour a fresh anointing upon her life as she go forward with today's topic, understanding and knowing God's will. All right, Minister Ross, I'm going to yield right here and let you greet our listeners, and you can begin your presentation for today.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Minister Stephanie Ross. I have had an experience that has taken place in my life to teach me how to understand and to grasp the knowledge of what God has imparted into my life and what he wants done. This realization took place a few weeks ago. The Spirit began to minister to me about some things that I couldn't understand. He began to tell me about myself. And a lot of times we don't want to hear about ourselves, but in order to gain a greater understanding of God, he has to show us himself. He has to speak to us. We have to be open to what he is saying. The Holy Spirit ministered to me, and he let me know that I have been in chains and captured by fear because I did not want to say to him, your will, not mine, and I surrender. He told me, he said, you quote many scriptures. He said, but you don't walk in them. He said to me, you can believe for everyone else, but you do not believe for yourself. He says, so now I'm going to tell you about you. Yes, you are saved. Yes, you questioned your salvation throughout this. He said, but the times that anything that came up on you, you backed up like a crawfish, not realizing and not allowing yourself to know and understand that I am here. The Holy Spirit is the very mind and heart of God. And I believe in what he said to me. I can't say what he says to anybody else. I can only tell you what the word says. But he was on me. He said, you don't trust me completely, because if you trusted me completely, you would be at peace. He said, but look at you. You go here, you go there, you run here, you run here, you run there. He said, but you're not listening to me. So when he said this to me, I was blown away. I was just like, God, I'm sorry. There was nothing else for me to say, but I am glad that he showed me myself and he told me about myself so that I can get the victory, so that I can gain more knowledge by him, so that I will understand more of his word. And I am grateful to God for that. He is bringing me into the true meaning of who he is and the true meaning of what his word says, and that I have to walk in what I speak. He said, you can't speak what you don't know. So I am here today to tell you about me and about the things that God has imparted into me. And I would like for you to ask God to show you yourself so that you can become who he has chosen us to be from way back in eternity past, in where he predestinated our lives. He knew us. And he poured into us.
Paul, so like you're facing the
ma'am.
Radio talk
yes,
show.
Ma'am.
This is
yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. At number one on your phone, if you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts on today's topic, understanding and knowing God's will for us. And Minister Ross has given a personal testimony on today what God has chosen for her and what his will is for her. But the main important thing, listeners, is What do God want us to understand and know about his will? And now, those of you who have your Bibles with you, come with us to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 through 7. And let's see what the Word of God is saying to us. And Minister Ross is going to emphasize on it. Scripture. Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 4 through 7. Let's see what God is telling us to do about what he has set forth for us to do. And then when the show is over, maybe you have a personal testimony, too, that you can go out and share with somebody. Remember, listeners, if you have any questions or just have anything you want to say on Faith in Your Fears, just press that number one on your phone. At that time, I will bring you live to see you with it. Minister Ross, do you have the scripture before you?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Ephesians 1,
chapter 4 through 7. And chapter 4 reads, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace.
So, Minister Ross, that scripture, what is that scripture saying to us? I want you to do 1 through 4, emphasize on what is God telling us? What is Paul talking about in that Ephesians first chapter? We're going to focus on that fourth verse. And what is Paul saying to us there in that fourth verse?
Okay. He is telling the people and saying to us, the word is saying to us, that we are already chosen. We were chosen before the foundation of the world. That means that he chose us because he knew what he had put on the inside of us and that he can trust us to go out and do what he told us to do, and not, and we can be blameless before him in perfect love. We have to have that perfect love to do what it is that he's telling us to do.
Amen. Amen. And it's a wonderful scripture because in it the Lord tells us that we are his. And he set forth what he wants for us, not what we want for ourselves, but what he wants for us, that we should know we are loved, special, valuable, and that we should be holy, blameless, and above reproach in our lives. And naturally, we should do what we can to live a holy life. But thank God, when we do make mistakes, we can be forgiven. We do not lose our God-given position of holiness, and we remain blameless and above reproach, all in Christ. Ain't you glad today, listeners, that Jesus Christ, God sent his Son to come down, that he died for our sins? And when we make a mistake, we can always go back and ask God to forgive us, and we can hear him take us and accept us back. He's not going to punish us for making mistakes, but the word tells us that we should walk in a narrow way. We should walk to where our lives would be blameless, and we should practice, of course, what we preach. Now, that was from the first to the fourth verse, and then 5, 6, and 7. It's saying there that for he foreordained us He destinated us. He planned his love for us to be adopted, to be revealed as his own children through Jesus Christ. So my God has done this for us in accordance with the purpose of his will, because it pleased him and was his kind intended. So God is standing here for us to do so that we might be to the praises and condemnation of his gloriness, his grace. In other words, we're saved and mercy. The saving mercy for us keeps us, which he so freely besought on us in the beloved. In him we have redemption. God said, and my son Jesus Christ, you have deliverance and you have salvation through his blood and the remission and the forgiveness of our offenses, shortcomings. You know, a lot of listeners, we all have a lot of shortcomings in our lives. But that we can always, God is so merciful and so good to us. We thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, because he's always there. And then we thank God for the Holy Spirit on today that corrects us when we're going down the wrong path. I'm not going to be long before you. I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to let Minister Ross come back and do the emphasis on this theme. I just wanted to get the word in there because we have such a short show for today, and I wanted to make sure our listeners, because she has also Proverbs 4:7 talking about wisdom. I want to be able to get a chance to emphasize on what she's trying to teach on today. So I'm going to yield right here and bring it, put you back in the hands of Minister Ross. Minister Ross.
Yes, ma'am. So we look at Proverbs 2:7, and when we look at it, it says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all getting, get understanding. We cannot have wisdom if we don't have a teachable spirit. We have to have a teachable spirit so that God can come in and do what it is that he needs to do. Wisdom is learning what God is saying, when he tells you to move. Lean on him for instructions. We need to know and understand that at this very time is getting short, and God has given us a job to do. But how can we do it if we don't have the knowledge and understanding of what God is telling us to do? We take a minute and look at what the words mean. Understanding, it means comprehension and an agreement of an opinion, belief of what we know because of experience. You can only understand when you truly experience some things. Knowledge is applying facts acquired, the gaseous observation or experience. We have to ask God his will, not our will. And the problem, I'm going to talk about me, and you listen for yourself. The problem with some of us is that we hear, but we aren't listening. Because we have gotten to the point where we want to be selective about what we want to do that he says to do and what we find complicated to do. But when we get the knowledge of who he really is and what he is doing in our lives, we can go forth and be all that he has called us to be. But we have times when the storms blow and the wind is shifting us here and there. We don't stand steadfast in what we know that God is teaching us. We have to know and we have to understand that we have to be true believers. We have to be seekers of what God is telling us to do and how he wants things done. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, before we got too far off of that, because listeners, you too can press that number one. If you just want to encourage Minister Walsh on today, feel free to press that number one. You can come in and join us on this conversation. This is a talk show. And what we're discussing today is understanding and knowing God's will. And I'm not cutting you off, Minister Walsh. It's just that every now and then I have to come back and make those announcements because we have new listeners that didn't start out with us, but they clacks in and afterwards. And I want them to hear
yes,
my voice
ma'am.
So they can know tuned into facing the fears. But my question is, how can we know and be absolutely sure of what God's will for us is?
The Bible tells us that his sheep know his voice. The Holy Spirit inside of us cries out for that spiritual connection with God. The only way that we can reach him is spiritually. We have to line ourselves up according to the places that he wants us to be, the things that he wants us to say, where he wants us to read. I hear people say all the time, oh, I'll read Psalm 23. I just read Psalm 23. That's fine. But there are 66 books. And out of those 66 books are instruction. It is our job to ask God to give us his instructions. Listen. Have quiet time. Get where you can hear from him. The Spirit of God will not lead you wrong. We have to believe in what, ma'am?
Saying that if a person, you know, we have many of our God's children that's on milk. They're not on meat
yes.
yet. They're still
yes.
on milk. And feed
yes,
them
ma'am.
Meat because they would choke, right? So we
yes,
have a listener out there in radio land today somewhere that's not quite sure to God and see what God has already predestinated for him or her from
yes,
the foundations of the world. And what God
yes.
has specifically for them. So we're talking individual now. We're not talking
okay.
about a Christian that's been on this Christian
yes.
journey for. We should know because we have that relationship with God. We know the things that God has already, we have a personal relationship with him. But if someone is out there in radio land today and they're not familiar, and they said, Lord, I don't understand. And I don't really know what your will for me is. I know what
okay.
my mama said that God called her to do. I know what
yes.
my sister, my brother, or uncle, or someone, I know what they're calling is. But Lord, how could I be sure? How could I be sure that this is what you want me to do? And there is scriptures that can help us understand that even as a baby. And one of the favorite scriptures is, I thought she was going to go to it, was in Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 2. But now one is kind of more or less with an experience from the saying, I beseech you, my brother, and Paul is saying that he's begging us that he invited us that we should present our bodies first as a living sacrifice
yes.
to God, holy and acceptable to Jesus Christ without reasonable service. Now, how do we do this, though? Lord, how do we present our body? That means that anything that's filthy, because we are, Christ is in us. We are the temple of God. And our temple
right.
must keep it clean and do everything that we can do to make sure that is clean. To make sure that, because God does not dwell in the unclean temple. So, Lord, how could I make sure that my temple is clean? One verse that I teach all the time, Minister Ross, is that second verse. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind so you can prove what is good, acceptable, perfect will of God. Because when you come out of the world, you cannot straddle. You can't be on this side and back on that side the next day. It's a Friday and Saturday our party. Sunday I'm going to go to church. Okay? Now, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm not going to worry about God. I'm going to go out and have a good time on Friday and Saturday. Well, make sure I get up and go to church on Sunday. What good does that do? You might as well stay out there, too, for Sunday. Because when we give our lives to God, he said, we are new creatures. We are
pursuing. Yes, he did.
Set aside from the world. And he teaches us in this world that even, you know, because God's going to use you in a mighty way. Something's going to take part. Something's going to take place in your life that you never felt before. And he said, that's when we said, you know, Minister Ross said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. Out of all of our ways, stop and acknowledge God. And he's going to direct your path. And you talk to him just like you're talking to your mama, your brother, your sister. Now, Lord, I just need you to show me. And he's going to put the right people in your life. Going to lead you to what he wants to. And when he presents these people to you, do not be stubborn. Do not say what you can't do. Say like David said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And we can.
Mm-hmm.
We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. There's nothing too big or too little that God will not give us the strength to do. But we must be first obedient to his word. And we have to want to do it. He ain't going to push himself on you now.
That's right.
You
He's
know,
a gentleman.
You're going to know you're ready because the life that you're living, you're going to not be interested in anymore. It's going to be like you're taking, like the scripture said, taking off that old man and putting on the new creature.
And putting on the new.
Paul said, behind, you're going to press forward for a mark of a higher calling.
Higher calling.
Which is Christ.
In Christ.
I'm going to give it back over to you. I just wanted to ask you that question in case you have a listener out there and they don't want to press that one and ask you. And I just want them to know that God is in control of our lives. God already knows what you want. He already knows where you're at, what you're doing. He already knows where you're going. But he wants you to know. He wants you to be sure. Be very sure.
Yes,
he does. My hand holding grips of fire and the rock is Jesus. And we're standing on a firm foundation. And she was getting ready to go. I think she was getting ready to go into James 1 and 8, where it teaches us about a double-minded in all of thy ways, you know. So when you get wisdom and understanding and knowledge about what God wants you to do, you know, but look, I can't be here today and then be there tomorrow. I got to be steadfast. So I'm going to move always abiding in the work of God. But a double-minded man, you're double-minded in all your ways. You're not sure of nothing. You don't even know God's voice. You don't recognize your own voice because you're confused. And that's what Satan want to keep us. He want to keep our mind. Keep us fearing. Keep us afraid of stepping out on God's will. Well, I tell you, you can't do it. People are going to laugh at you. No, ain't nobody going to laugh at you. You just step out on faith. Faith is a something of things that hope for the evidence of things not seen. And I was listening to Minister Ross as she gave her testimony when God told her, you are not doing what I told you to do. You're going out there preaching and teaching everything for what I told Ross to do. And when we stop and recognize what God wants us to do, then we can go about God's business. Then God begin to use the more and more. Give us that strength that we need to keep on going. Okay, Minister Ross, I'm going to go on and let the show go for an hour today. It's 4:59, and I'm giving you got another half an hour, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
I'm going to yield back to you at this time.
Okay, I just want to say something. So many people have said to me, how do you pray? What do you say? And I always say to them, and I am saying to you, it's just a conversation with God. God knows you and he knows your heart. You can pour out everything there is about you to him. He loves you. He gave you life. Talk to him the way you would talk to your grandmother or your sister or your brother. Lord, I can't do this. I had to forgive one time. And I was like this. I told God, I said, God, I have to forgive because you were saying that I have to do it. But I don't want to do it. And you know I don't want to do it. So I need your help. In everything, we need his help. That's why the word say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. And in everything, God, should I do this? God, should I do that? God, should I walk over there? He will minister to you. You have to get yourself to the point where you will really, really listen. You have to come to the realization, first of all, is that the first and very important thing is to get saved. How do you get saved? How do I listen? Where am I going to find everything I need? You're going to find what you need in this word. But you have to accept Jesus as your personal Savior and repent of your sins. Turn away. Repentance means turn away. God, the angels in heaven, they rejoice at each soul that gives itself over to God every time it happens. You always expect a big, big, big change. I don't feel nothing. It's not in a feeling. Read your word. When you don't understand, ask God to help you. Sometimes he'll put people in place to be able to help you to understand something that you don't understand. That's what Bible study is for. That's what teachers are for. That's what preachers are for. And above all, the Holy Spirit is our main teacher. But you need to know how to get to that point. You have to open yourself up to God and realize and know that God knows that you are not perfect. There is none that was perfect but Jesus Christ. He knows your faults. He knows your flaws. But when you fall, don't wallow in it. Get up. Repent. Tell God you're sorry. Ask him to help you. And he will. It's important to know that you have to grow a relationship with him. Because I can tell you, oh, God told me you're a prayer warrior. You this, you that. But if he haven't told it to you or you don't understand what I'm saying to you, it serves you no purpose. So what you have to do is just say, God, like when they arrest you, God, just do whatever you need to do in my life. Because I don't know what to do. But I know that if you take me, I won't falter and I won't fail. God is not a God of failure. You won't fail. You have to get in your mind, I'm going to make it. I'm going to learn everything that God is telling me to learn. When I don't understand, Father, I need you to put me in the presence of somebody that can help me understand. And if I still don't grasp enough of it, I know that you're going to continue ministering to me what they were ministering to me in the beginning. We have to trust in and lean on him. We have to accept his will. I didn't want his will because I was afraid. And what I was afraid of, Lord, something going to happen to my husband. Lord, something going to happen to my grandchildren. Lord, something going to happen to my grandbabies. So this something going to happen to my sister. All of that is straight from the enemy. And you have to understand one thing. He's real, and he wants to discredit God in any way that he can. So I say to you today that you want to give your life over to God? Do it. And let God take away everything in you that's not supposed to be there. He will chip away. And I'm telling you, all the time, it's not going to feel good. But you have to endure because you have to understand that God is bringing you to be what he wants you to do, be. And everything that you're going through is not just for you. It's for somebody else so that you can say to them, I know what you're going through. But let me tell you what God did for me. He showed you miracles. When the doctor shake his head and walk away, he don't have the last word. And we have to know and understand that he controls everything. And I, myself, was bucking against that. But tragedy came, and it didn't break me. Did it break you? Heartbreak came, but you live another day to get over it. You have lost loved ones, and that is a hurtful thing. But who brought you through all of this? It was not on your strength. It was on his strength. Talk to him like you would talk to anybody. He's listening. He has his arms open today, waiting to show you how much he cares. The Bible says he ran on the just and the unjust. He still blesses those that does not walk his way, the kind of compassionate God that we have. But don't think that wrong things that you are doing, he will bless. Not so. The enemy will give you just enough for you to hang yourself. Drawing close to God, believing in the blood of Jesus Christ, believing that Jesus died on that cross for you. Get tunnel vision. Don't look to the right, not to the left. Stand and look towards him. God
bless you.
He will bless you.
Bless you. You know what? I was just sitting here, Minister Ross, and the Lord brought me to Proverbs, the 4th chapter, and the 23rd. I don't know who he's talking to there, but he said, above all, guard your heart. For it is the wealth of life. See, out of our hearts is the issues of life. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corruption talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. And you just said that. Fix your blaze directly before you. Make level path for your feet. And take only ways that are firm. Do not swim to the right or to the left. When you say that to the Lord, I think, because I just was reading it, keep your foot from evil. And what is Proverbs saying in there? That's the book of wisdom. When we where we go, who we're around, who we talk to, who calls us. Sometimes your mind could be on God. That phone may ring or your children may bust in the door. Anything that the devil can do to distract you, it will come
yes.
your way. But if you just say, listen, Lord, I want you to just give me peace in the midst of the storm today. Don't ever think the devil going to leave you alone because he ain't going to leave you alone.
Never.
He's going to come back for us and we go back
That's
to be
it.
With the Lord. Other than that, as long as he is, she's going to always be there. And to try to bring us down, try to destroy you. That's what his job is. That's a good joke. See, God sent him the joke. So you just can't
That's
kill
right.
him. Do whatever you want to joke. But we have to be steadfast and unremovable, always abiding in the works of God. And this is a great, great topic on today. I don't know about
yes,
you, this is the gift of my heart, knowing, understanding, and knowing God's will. First, we have to understand his will. Then we have to know when he's talking to us, know when he's telling us to stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord. Everybody
That's
had
right.
you, Bible, they consulted God. They didn't go out there on their own.
It sure did.
Trouble was in their life. You're going to find trouble. You try to do something
That's right.
and don't expect God approval to do and see what's going to happen. The ones who've been led by the devil going to get there. He's going to make everything all right for them because as long as he can keep them and destroy them. Or take you look at our little children out there. He's taking their lives at an early age, you know, because
yes.
they have no understanding. And I urge you on today, listeners, to talk to your children. Talk to
yes, ma'am.
Your nieces, your nephews. Show them the way to get to somebody's church for Bible study, for Sunday school. And then they got other children that have Bible study right there at their house. But you know, some of us, we're just so selfish. We refuse
yes.
to know what
yes.
God is saying to us. Acknowledge God and know him talking to us. We're going to keep failing over. And over and over and over again. You're going to get tired after a while. You're going to get tired of the devil using you, abusing you, and misusing you. But see, if God
yeah.
got something for you, you're going to do it one way or the other. You get into that song, and my mama said, maybe crippled, or I even may be blind. But you're going to do the will of God. So while God
yes.
still got you in your mind and your health and your strength, go and find a good Bible band church. Get under the teaching of a good leader that's teaching sound doctrine, holiness, and learn how to present your bodies to God. Learn how to even have a conversation with him. And it's not that hard. God talks to us all the time. We just have to recognize
yes.
he's talking. How you know he's talking to you? Because he's telling you good things. He ain't leading
that's
you to
right.
go out there and do something funny. The devil tell you that you have two minds. One mind says, you know what, you ought to get up and do this. And the other one says, no, you ain't got to worry about doing that. Before that day's over, you're going to wish you had done it because something's going to happen. They're going to bring it back to your remembrance. God bring all things back to our remembrance. And this
yes,
is
he
still
does.
Do have, we do have a caller here. We're going to bring that caller
yes,
in.
Ma'am.
Now that's calling from area code 985. The last four digits of that call is 8058. You're going to bring them live into the studio now with us.
Okay.
Good
evening. Good afternoon. My name is Sybil Harris. I'm from Slidell, Louisiana. I have
yes.
heard, God bless you too. I've really, really learned a lot. I have heard the expression, try the spirit. By the Spirit. Will you explain that to me? You did, and believe it or not, I was going to ask you, how do I know how I recognize that God is talking to me? And you said that God is telling me good things. So that
yes.
answered my question I was going to ask. But then I've heard the expression, by the Spirit, by the Spirit. So will you expound on that for me, please?
It doesn't stop there. Not to cut you off. Try the Spirit, by the Spirit, and what else it said? To see if it of God. You're going to know. That's why you're going to try the spirit by the spirit and see if that's of God. That's what the Holy Spirit said. What it's telling you there, that you're going to know that spirit. You just try it. And it's going to be rebellion against you. It's not going to like what you're saying to it. It's going to try to fight you in every way. You know, that's not of God. But when you can touch
that's
and
right.
agree,
mm-hmm.
your spirit can touch and agree with one another, then you know y'all go for walking in the same of ways of God. But if one's saying, oh, no, you may be in a scripture, right, and you're trying to discuss that scripture, and somebody tell you, oh, no, that scripture don't say that, you're back and you're forward, that's not of God. But when you, the Bible
that's
tells
right.
you when you can touch, you know, if you read the word in Acts, it says in Acts, when they was up there on the day of Pentecost, and they were tearing for the Holy Spirit. And they had been up there a while seeking, and they had walked and talked with Jesus. But they was tearing for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, the Comforter did not come until after Jesus had died and went back to be with his Father. So they're tearing now. He said, but I will not leave you comforted. I will leave you another Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. And this is what Minister Ross and I have been speaking on today, is that that spirit that God is is telling us is that you're gonna know when God is on the inside of a person. And when they're in the Bible tell us, not it was up there tearing, then nothing was saying this. God said, no, you don't do it that way. I don't know what they were saying, but they wasn't agreeing. But when that Bible says when they started touching and agreeing, they said the Holy Ghost came in like a rushing wind.
Mine a rushing wind, yes it
is. And each one of them left, and they all were filled with the Holy Spirit. And then they thought Peter was drunk, because Peter was talking in an unknown tongue. We find it in the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, tell you about spiritual gifts. And there's a spirit, that's a gift that God gives us, that you can talk in an unknown tongue. Then they got a gift that somebody can interpret what you're saying in an unknown tongue. That's what we mean about getting to know God and reading his word and having a relationship so he can give you these gifts, caller. So when you know that God is talking to you, and when you're trying the spirit by the spirit, and the scripture says so you can see if it's of God, you're going to know whether that spirit is of God. And that's what you call another discernment. That's another gift, discerning of spirits. Are you still with it?
I'm here.
God bless your heart. When you go, just try. Just try the spirit by the spirit. And then the devil going to always rebuttal. He's going to always go against you, especially if you're teaching, preaching, or saying the right thing. He don't want you to know the truth. And then sometimes he'll give you the truth. That'll confuse you. And he's laughing about it because he knows he's going to swap on you. But when you are wrapped up and tangled up with Jesus, he cannot do no tricks on you. He can't play no tricks on you. He even tried to fool Jesus.
Yes,
look
at
my eye. Look, I give you all of this if you just kneel down and serve me. You know, and I what I like about it when he told saying, I does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And where you find familiar, it's holy Bible. Read your Bible.
Yes.
And God, young lady, God is going to direct you. God is going to direct you. I don't know whether Minister Ross know you or not, but I am going to write your number down. I don't normally do this in the studio. I have your whole number. I'm going to call you. Okay?
Do that. And do that. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, and then let me tell you, God got something so strong for you to do, and then you've been fighting a long, long time. But when you give up and let God, give up and let go and let God, because you're going to say, I didn't know it was so good. And it's not a hard thing to do. The devil wants people to be afraid. There ain't nothing to be afraid of, because everything that God needs you to do, he's going to call you to it. He's going to nurture you for it. He's going to purge you to it. And you got whatever he got for you to do is already on the inside of you. It's just what you have. What's on the inside, you have to work it on the outside.
Jesus, you got to be bold.
Go, God, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Satan, get thee behind me.
Walk by faith, and not by sight.
God bless you. Now, I got your number. I'm not going to ask you for your name on the air. But I'll let you know when I call.
It's civil errors. My name is Sybil Harris. My name is Sybil Harris. You call me.
Sybil Harris.
You call me.
I'm
a child of the King, and I'm not ashamed of my God. You know, no rock gonna praise my God for me. Oh no.
God bless you.
I'm willing.
You already got that touch. You're already on the inside of it. Listen to you.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, because.
And like
that's
you said,
right,
you
because
can trust by the Spirit and that Spirit is of God. And you would be surprised. The devil going to say something out of his mouth. You going to say, no, that's not of God. You know, but if you touch and agree with one another, and God going to send somebody in your life, you're going to be able to go forward with them. And God going to use you and take you to higher heights. Okay, darling?
Amen.
God bless you.
All right,
Lord,
I'm sorry to hear it. God bless you, too.
Okay, now, wait a minute before you go, Minister Walsh, you
want to
say anything to the caller?
Yes. I want to say that there have been times when I've been around different people, and I would be listening to what they were saying, and I would hear the Holy Spirit speak so loud to me and say, they're lying. I've been places and he told me, you got to leave here right now. And it doesn't have to be them partying and doing this and doing that. The spirit is not right. And I can feel it. And he will put something on the inside of you that, the Holy Spirit will let you know, oh, no, this is not the right thing. This is not the right thing. Something is wrong here. When a person wants to argue with you about the words of God, you know what God's word says. You can tell them what thus say the Lord, but do not argue. God bless you. Take your walk. And you pray.
Bless you.
For
and God keep you caller. Thank God for you on today. Do call back every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 where we'll be here giving out and teaching and preaching God's word. And sometimes we have some other people that comes on and tell us about our community and what we need to do to help our community. That's a calling right there. God, your senior citizens, children, your community. God always have good things for us to do. We just have to know what it is and ask God to give us the wisdom and the knowledge and above all the understanding how to go forward to what he has for us to do. Caller, we love you on today. All right, listeners, you still have time to test that number one. If you have any comments, questions, or just want to share your thoughts or experience on today's topic, and then you're talking about understanding and knowing God's will. We only have a couple of minutes left in the show, but you still have time to test that number one. And at that time, we'll bring you live into the show, into the studio. You just want to encourage Minister Walsh on today. Press that number one if you want to say something to her. And encourage her on today. You still have time to press that number one and give her the words of encouragement. God bless you hard on today. And what we're going to do, we're going to have a couple of moves up on the show. We're going to let Minister Walsh, and I'm saying this to her, then I give us a solo, and then after the solo, she's going to take us out in prayer. Minister Wall.
Lord, I hear that you have many blessings. God, I see so many things scattering, full and free. But Lord, you told me On your words I can rely. So I need you to stretch forth your powerful hand and hold back the night. Hold back the night. Give me strength to fight. 'Cause I promise to do your will. If you just say to my soul, peace be still. Oh, Lord, I love your name. And every day is just the same. And I know I'll be all right. Yes, I will. You told me that I would be all right. And I believe that you hold back the night.
Amen.
Lord,
thank
we thank you,
that,
you, God.
That psalm, and we only have
thank
2 minutes
God.
For prayer.
Yes.
And then we'll be,
yes.
Let me thank our listeners for calling in on today. And we pray
thank
that
you, so much.
You continue to see God's face. And if you have a...
Yeah.
Any issues that's going with you or going on with you in your life, sickness or a bow down here, know that God is able. And remember, I'm here every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30, right here on Block Talk Radio, Facing Your Fears, with yours truly, then it's Dr. Norma Chapman. Okay, Minister Ross, you got 1 minute.
Yes. Thank you, Lord God, for this time, God, that you have given us, Lord God. God, I thank you, God, and I praise you, Father God. And God, most of all, I want you to be pleased in what you have chosen me to do for you today, God. Now, Father God, I lift every listener before you in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus that the enemy be rebuked away from them long enough for them to make a rational decision, Lord God, to follow you, God. God, give them a listening ear and a teachable spirit, God. And God, I thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God. God, help all those that know that you have a work for them to do, that they begin to walk in it. I decree that they will get up and move in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. And I thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Amen.
I thank you, God. Thank you for Dr. Chapman. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
God.
Thank you. That's our
yes,
show for today, listeners. And I pray that something was said in the midst of it all today, that you have learned something that you can go back and take back to your church and take back with your family. I remember to keep you all in my prayers. And God bless and keep each and every one of you. Bless you, Minister Ross, and thank you.
God
again
bless
for you. Yes, on Facing the Fish Radio Talk Show. And it's the end of our show for today. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Thank you. Bye-bye.